And he seemed as loud as Le Grand Marche is.
Oh, right.
Which is a bit weird.
As in bogs. Le Grand Bog. Mark and I are in a restaurant overlooking the Place de... Is it de la or just the... Anyway, Place de Bastille, which has a big Nelson's Column-esque column in the middle of it. Apologies to any French people listening who don't like their square being compared with Trafalgar Square. Never mind. These things happen.
I still think the elephant is better.
You still think?
I still think the elephant is better. Plastic elephant. You know,
plastic elephant. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree, actually. Anyway, the restaurant's trying to get rid of us. And we're being a bit childish and refusing to be got rid of.
We're not being childish.
No, it's a good point. We paid a considerable amount for food and drink, and we are having every last bit of it. Basically, they came across and said, after giving us the bill 10 minutes before, and said, "So how do you want to pay then?" I said, "Card." And she had the card machine there with her. And I said, sort of half jokingly, "Oh, so you want to get rid of us, do you?" She said, "Yes." we think maybe there was a bit of sort of loss of translation there, but all the same, it was quite funny.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're overrun with people exactly. I mean, are any other tables occupied, Mark? What percentage of tables would you say are occupied?
30%.
About a third of tables are
outdoors.
Outdoors.
Probably less indoors.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're really not
Stopping
their business. And we have just paid €58 into their coffers. So, you know.
And we have basically got to fall across the road to the taxi.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the point when they were suggesting that we should be going, we still had wine, water, coffee, tea between the two of us.
And they never brought me my Orangina.
And they never brought him his Orangina. Did you check they didn't charge us for that?
Yes.
Good.
And nothing if not petty.
Well, it's not petty at all.
No. It probably isn't. Orangina is hardly as much costly.
I don't care. I don't want to pay for a penny more than I need to.
Well, you're not, mate.
This is Paris, and in how many hours' time? Not that many hours' time.
Yeah.
We'll be back in our respective...
Yes. Hobbles in London.
Yeah, well, I'm not going back to London, I'm going back to East Sussex, but...
I could do with air conditioning like in that room in Bordeaux.
Yeah, you could do.
How much money does it get takes in install air conditioning?
I don't know, I would have thought installing it probably costs a fortune, but you could probably get an air conditioning unit to stick it sit in the corner.
Yeah, but they're loud.
Yeah, but if you sat it in the lounge, then it would still affect your bedroom.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't hear it all night.
Yeah, now I can see
where you're running. Mark has a flat with the most incredible natural central heating. His heating doesn't actually work, and yet even in the middle of winter, you can happily lie on the sofa with a t-shirt on and feel warm.
Yes, which is not good because.
But I mean, this is amazing for energy. You know, what do you call it? Saving. Stuff.
Yes, but when you're me and you don't like heat in the better time,
I'd rather
have a cold house.
Yeah.
I don't mind. I wouldn't put the heating on that much. I've never been in a house which is quite so warm.
No, I've never been in one as warm as yours. In fact, do you want to swap?
Depends. I want to know the. I want to know.
You want to know the terms.
This what before I do it.
I pay your mortgage and you pay my rent.
No.
No?
Because your rent is going to be higher than my mortgage. If you pay the equivalent of your rent on my mortgage and I pay the equivalent of my mortgage on your rent.
Oh, I see. I see.
That's
yeah.
A fair deal, I think.
Yeah, fair deal. So I still end up paying for my a chunk of my rent.
Yes.
And paying a good chunk of your mortgage.
But but you'll pay all my mortgage faster, which I don't see as a bad
thing. It's good of me, isn't it? Yeah. No, absolutely. No, I can't see any disadvantage to that much.
When you watch when the interest rate goes up, my mortgage goes through the roof.
Through the roof as in, you know, it hits £500?
It's over £500.
Is that what it is at the moment?
Yeah, it's about £525, I think.
Really? Wow.
Not quite your rent.
No, quite a way short of my rent.
But...
you don't live in Richmond.
And I've got service jobs to pay as well.
Oh yeah, that's true, yeah. How much is that a year?
About 1,200.
1,200, so it's another council tax, basically.
Comes out isn't that much.
So it's basically £100 a month on top of £600 a month, £620 a month. That's still quite cheap.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if we didn't make up fake insects, it'd probably be cheaper still.
If you didn't
make up fake insects, it would probably be cheaper still. Never mind. I'm sure sausages are real, honestly. They're not just kickbacks.
Anyway, we need to go and get a taxi.
We do need to go.
We need to go and pick up our bags from left luggage. And he needs to go to bed. We are travelling. I'm so glad I forked out for Standard Premier. You're going to sleep the whole way.
Yes. Well, I'm going to sleep in comfort.
You are going to sleep in comfort, it's true. Absolutely. Right, okay. Well, goodbye. Audio booth from Paris. This might be the last booth from Paris. Don't know. We'll see.
Oh, I doubt it.
Doubt it, yeah. Okay. I haven't been that prolific in the booing this time.
You haven't.